Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Drama is swirling behind the scenes in a hotly contested race to secure the tender for the national lottery. A City Press report over the weekend says that new Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau has been forced to postpone the announcement of the new lottery operator indefinitely. The announcement had been scheduled for the end of September. At 180 billion rand, the tender is one of the biggest in South Africa, and the licence for the current operator, Ituba, expires in the middle of next year. The City Press report says there have been allegations of irregularities, and at least one political party has written to Parks Tau demanding answers about the role of the National Lotteries Commission and its board members in the process. Heading into the weekend, we had another record high for the JSE. The all-share up 0.9% to 84,351. The top 40 up slightly less, 76,971. London's FTSE up 0.5%, while in New York, the markets were buoyed by the near certainty of an interest rate cut in September. Speaking at the annual Central Banker Symposium at Jackson Hole in Wyoming, U.S. Fed Chair Jay Powell said he would now back a rate cut. The Dow was up 1% at the bell, the S&P 500 the same, the Nasdaq up 1.5%. Tokyo this morning down 1.1%, Hong Kong up 0.8%, Sydney up 0.5%. The U.S. dollar has eased to 1.12 against the euro. The rand pretty much where we left it on Friday evening, 17.74 to the dollar, 19.84 to the euro, 23.43 to sterling. Gold at 2,510, platinum 960, Bitcoin just over 64,100, and Brent crude oil up nearly 3% on the rising tension in the Middle East, now just on $79.50 a barrel. Looking ahead, we have a week that is likely to focus on the latest producer inflation number. Following last week's surprise drop in consumer inflation, could we also get a bonus when PPI is released on Thursday? The experts are forecasting a slight dip of around 4.5% for July, just beneath June's 4.6%. However, the fact that CPI came in at 4.6%, lower than expected, means we might also see something similar for PPI. Backed by a stronger rand and a lower fuel price, it's certainly not beyond the bounds of possibility. And on the subject of a lower fuel price, as things stand at the moment, we're looking at a drop of just under 1 rand a litre for petrol when the new prices are released.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.